We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Zoch to Gemara, Beye Chashilasa. This is the Beitzei Zachar, the testicles of a male animal. Rav Ami Rav Asi, the story was that it got detached. The eggs, the bayim, got detached in the kiss, in the sack, but it got detached. And the question is, could you eat them or not? What's the Shaila? We know when you shech the behemah, you eat the whole behemah. But anything that's an eiver hamedoldol, the eiver that's hanging off, we had a gemara before that has a shtickled in eiver menachai and doesn't become mutter. It's a midrabbana, it's a mitzvah's proish, but because really it's attached, it's really called, the shechita really works. But midrabbana is called eiver menachai. So the shaila is here, is this considered that's not detached at all, or it's considered like an eiver hamedoldol? That's the machlokes. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chad Omar. Chad asar, one man says asar, v'chad shor, one says it's mutter to eat. Man the asar, one says asar, now on top of my base, one says asar, medloy kabaryu, and since it does not, didn't get better, didn't reattach itself once it's cut, and it's not being yoinik from the chiyas of the behema anymore, therefore hani evim nachayinu, has a din of evim nachay, like Toysus points out, it's not mamish evim nachay, Toysus points out, v'na tayor lehav evim nachay, kimish mechobar mehma'at. Means the rabban degadin. Uman the shari, and the one who says it's mutter, midloy kamesarchon, since it doesn't get spoiled, it doesn't get rotten, must have some kind of chias, because if it wasn't attached at all to the animal, it doesn't have any chias, so then it would get rotten. Since it's not getting rotten, it's a raya that it still has chias, and therefore it gets mutter from the shchita of the behema. The shchita behema is mat there because you see it doesn't come surach, doesn't come spoiled. So one brings a raya from that, doesn't get better, that's detached. Other man the yomim says no. You see, it doesn't get rotten, so it must be still part of the animal. So what does each other one do with the other time? Now the idach, the one who says that it's also like even a chai, high look on a sarach, and the reason why it doesn't get rotten, the loy kashol be'avira, because there's no ear getting in there. It's closed in the kiss in the sack, and therefore it's no ear is reaching it. Therefore it stays fresh. The idach, the other man, the other eye, why doesn't it get better? If it's attached, why doesn't it get better? Highly barrier, and that does not getting better. Kichushuso the nakala. The reason is because the animal, the bayim got a chulsa, got weakened by that it was detached, and therefore even though it has chias, it won't grow back because lemaisa you did something to it, you wounded it, and in a way that it can't heal itself. But of course, it's still attached, still has chias from the animal. So tomorrow, right? To amalei Rav Yechiel Rav Shem Baba, hani bechashulasa sharyon. Really, I hold that they're mutter. Meikar din they're mutter, but va'at you who from bava loy techel, you can't eat it. Why? Meshum al titesh torisimecha. That you have to keep your minig in Masorah. And the Masorah was in Bavel, where Rav Ami and Rav Asi were from there. Since they argued, and there was no, they didn't pass like either one. Therefore, the minig was there to Aser. And therefore, since you come from that place, you have to Aser, because Al Titesh Torisimecha, Al the Masorah. So, to Maravaita, I want to handle more about the krum around the Beit Zeizach, around the testicles, in regards to the Isser of Dam. We said before, the krum is also there because it has Dam in it. Omar Mar Rav Ashi. Hani Beye the Gadia, these testicles of a Gadia, which is a goat, and Rasha's loved after a goat, any animal, Atos Yemen, until it's 30 days old, Shayim Blei Klipa. You're allowed to eat the Beitzim, even without the Beitzim Zachar, the testicles, even without peeling off the krum. You don't have to worry about the blood until 30 days. Mekam Ve'elach, after 30 days, you have to check. E Azron, if it has Zera Asurim, then it's awesome, because then you can assume there's Dam there. If you loy azra, if it has no zera sharin, it's mutter. Now, how do you know? We know you're dinan. How do you test if it has zera in the bayim? Yes, pusharikus mitsumke. If it has these red streaks in it, then asirim, because that means those are clay dam. Those are veins that are bringing dam. Therefore, it's also. You see, there's dam here. Less pusharikusumke. If the bayim don't have these red streaks, sharin, then it's mutter, because you can assume, you can do it without klipa, because you can assume there's no zera, there's no dam. So the Gemara, new Gemara. There are three things that we're going to handle, legabe, how to machshir it from the dam. Umtzi, which means a piece of basar that got a wound, and therefore there's like a black and blue mark, and there's a lot of dam piled up here in the spot. Bei, which is the Beit Zachar, which has the krum. Umizukri, which is the jugular, or the veins that are in the neck of the animal. There's a machloikus about how to kasher these three items. Pligiba, Rav Acha, Ravina. Rav Acha Ravina argue about this. Now, the klal is of Achal Tarek Kula. In Gan Shas, Ravina is usually the one. Is Ravina Rav Acha. Ravina is the one who's the Kula. Rav Acha is the Chumra. Usually that's the case. And like the Siman, if you want to remember, Rav Acha has a chesinit, the Chumrah has a chesinit. Usually Rav Acha has the Chumrah. But and there, Vilchasab Ravina Kula, we go to Kula like Ravina. Levad Mahani class, these three, the Umtzi, Beya, and Mizuki, the Machlaikus over here is the opposite. The Rav Acha Lakula, Rav Acha is the one doing Lakula, and Ravina is the Chumrah. And Vilchasab Rav Acha Lakula. And Paskin like Rav Acha Lakula. We Paskin like Rav Acha Lakula here, just like the Pasuk Ravina, we Paskin Rav Acha Lakula over here. So to Gemara, what is the machlokes, the three cases of a machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina? Umtza d'asmik, this piece of meat that got a black and blue mark, and therefore it's very red. So chotcha, if you cut it, umalcha, and then you salted it, I feel like they're not a shabbat. If you salted it after you cut it, the salt will take out all the dam, and it's mut even to cook in a pot. In a case where you would tie an amin b'spuda, you hung it on a spit and you roasted it, even though you did not cut it and did not do malicha, or you just did a little malicha, you just did a little malicha, like a malicha, like Rashi says, tali b'spuda b'secha tanur, litzlois b'lecha ticho, umalcha ela kadei malicha sli davamui. Did a little bit malicha. That's also enough. Why? Because it's roasting in the tanur, drips down the blood. Da'iv dama, the dam drips down. So that's not a machlekes. What's the machlekes? A gumri. If you place this umtza, this piece of meat that just has a very strong black and blue mark where there's a lot of red in there, you put it on coals, that's machlekes, if just giving a little salt will help. Pligi baravina, ravacha ravina, chadama mishushavale. What happens is that the coals suck the blood out and therefore it's good as mutter. Mechadama, one says, matzmas tamsilei, the vikaret, it constricts the basar and the dam gets stuck there, doesn't come out, and it gets cooked inside the basar, and therefore it's asa ba'achila. So it's machlaik is based on Rav Acha Ravina, what to do when it's on coals. One man the other, Rav Acha hol l'kula, Rav Ravina hol l'chumra. We ask actually passing like Rav Acha l'kula. And the same machlaik is v'chein bei, same thing about Beit Zach also, that you put on top of coals, v'chein mizukri, the jugular, that you put on top, or the veins in the neck, you put on top of a coals, shayla is that, take out down and out, that's the machlaik. So the Gemara v'ayta, anu shayla, reisha b'kivsha, if you have the Reish of Ahimah. Now, every Reish of Ahimah has a lot of dam because it has the Krum al Hamayah, which is full of dam, like we learned before. And the way they used to skin and take off the hair off the Reish, what they did was they soaked it in water, then put it into coals. So you took this Reish of Bekivsha, you took this Reish of this head and put a Bekivsha into the coals. So does that take out the dam or not? So Oisveh Beis HaShchita, if you place it that the Beis HaShchita is open klapei mata to down, it's facing downwards, dov dama v'shari. Then, through the cooking, the dam drips out and it's mutter. At stardom, you place the head on its side, mikvah kafi, it makes the dam congeal, and fakaret, it's also, it becomes stuck in the head and you can't take it out. And v'asr, oisva nechiri, put on its nose, it depends. Dots be midi, if you put something into the nose to keep the nostrils open, shari, then it's mutter, because the dam drips out there. But loy, if you don't keep something into the nostrils, and it won't drip out, then it's asr. And so we're going to show them what will be asr here is the mayach. The mayach, some people eat the brains of these, maybe it's called spring breads or something like that, I forgot what it's called, it has a name, the brain of the animal. The brain of the animal will be asr because of the blood of the krum if you don't do this properly. If you put the neck down, then it's fine. If you put the neck if you put it on the side, then it's no good. If you put it on its nose, it depends if you have a hole in it or not. So to Gemara Vayta, Ikedamri, Anachira Beis HaShchita, Ikedamri, some say like this, Anachira Beis HaShchita, both are good. Put it over by its nose or by its neck hanging down, it's fine because there it drips out. Doiv, then it drips out of dam. Atzdodim, when it's to the side, Idotzbe Midi, if you make a hole in the side of its skull, sorry, because then the dam could drip out. Biloi, then it's also. So to Gemara Vayta. Some of the girls the word gufa here. Gufa. Om Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. We learned this earlier on. Shnei Gidimim. Going back to the sugya of Gidanasha, we finished a little bit with the sugya from Dam. We're going to Gidanasha now. Just to speak out that when it came to Dam, there's a really big machlokes Rishonim. If by Tzli you have to cut it open or not, it's totally not toisis of Tzadik Gimel and Aleph. Dibra Maschel, Chatche, Omalche, Ayin Shom. We didn't get into that, but that's a big machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that sli roasting works with a little salt, and you don't have to make any chatichas in order to salt it. So tomorrow, we're going to get a nosh now. Gufa. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Shnei Gidimim, there's two sciatic nerves inside the yerech in the thigh of the animal. Hapanimi is the one that samach la'etzim is close to the bone, and it's aser. V'chayav malav nichayav malkus. The chitzoin, the outer one, is samach lebasar. It's next to the basar, and it's asar v'chayav nachayav malkus. Right, the Gemara Kasha. You're identifying the pnimi by saying it's samach leetzem. V'atanya ha-pnimi samach lebasar. It's close to the basar. Omer v'achar avkana klude miklid, which means this gid, which is the pnimi, which is, why is it called pnimi? It's on the inside of the foot, facing the other foot. That is a very long gid. You can look at your picture in the article. It's in the beginning of the seventh paragraph. It's a picture. So this gid, pnimi, is a very long gid. And it starts on top, by the tailbone on top. And it goes through the whole yarech. And it's, at the end, it's samach to the, at the end, it's samach to the basa. It starts off samach to the etzem. And then it goes into the basa, like a key that goes into the key, into a minnow. So that's why it says sometimes samach leetzem, sometimes the basa. Both true, but it's a very long nerve that's in the pnimi, and that's the gid anasha. It starts off samach leetzem and it ends off samach lebasa. For eating tomorrow, by Tanya, the other way, hachitza samach leetzem. The chitza is samach leetzem. We're saying hachitza samach lebasa. So tomorrow, we do hechid the pari tafchi. The gid, when you open it on top, there it's close to the bone. But once it goes over the thigh bone, then it already goes into the meat, and it goes into the meat, it gets swallowed up by the meat, by the muscle, and therefore that's not called the gira nasha. The gira nasha is something that goes out, mostly outside, till at the end it goes into the basa. That's the plimi, which is osir, which is chayiv malchus. The chitzoin is not chayiv malchus. I sometimes recall it samach leetzem, and that's on top, where you open up, where the tabach takes off the thigh, opens it up, there, that's where it's samach leetzem. So the Gemara Vayter, we had in our Mishnah, and this is not directly associated to our Mishnah. The Gemara will talk about that soon, but just it's good to point out. Our Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah, that the Eina Tabachim Nemonim al Gidah Nosha, Tabachim al Nemon to take out the Gidah Nosha, the Rav Meir, V'chamayim Nemonim Olav al HaChelev, the Nemon on the Gidah Nosha and the Chelev. Now this Gemara first will discuss Chelev. Chelev is one of the big jobs of Nikar al Chelev. You have to remove the Chelev out of the thigh, which is a very big job. And you have to trust the butcher, and you better do a good job. So Itva, Tabachim to Chelev Achrav. You have a butcher, and you found chelev, after he took out the chelev officially, you found chelev inside the thigh, or inside the place where the chelev was. Rabbi Yudaim, you give him a knas. Even because if you find a barley size of chelev, give him a knas. If you're economic, kezayis. No, tafka, if you find a share of kezayis, you give him a knas. Omra papa, lo pligit, not a machlekes. Kan la kaisa, to give him malchus for doing this mistake, only if you find a kezayis. Kan la obra, but to remove him from his post, already, if he leaves the Sairah, you can't trust him anymore. He doesn't know how to do a good job, and therefore he loses his job, and he can't sell Basar anymore until he's Makabal in front of a Bezdin. He's to be careful, and he's in a. Until he does that, you'll take him off his post. You're going to take him off his post. And the other shear, the Kazayas, is to get Malchus. That's besides losing his post, he gets Malchus. Look at my right, a different teretz. Marsha learns almost a different teretz how they're not arguing. Almost a big kasaira, when it's a size of a kasaira, a barley size of chelev, so then you're going to already give him a knas. But the Malchus Mechon, only found one place. If you have two little dots in two places altogether barley, that won't make any knas. But kezayis, if altogether all those dots equal kezayis, a fill b'shtayim soyis v'kremis, even two or three places. Rabbi Yechon said kezayis is talking about was a bunch of different places. Rabbi Yudus is talking about one place, that has to be kezayir. And everyone agrees, it's no machlokes. Now what's the halacha? Is it l'hakos or l'abra? That we're not sure about. But we're not getting involved. But they're not arguing. The one's talking about l'gabi tziruf, one's talking about one place. And one place has to be at least the size of soyra. If you use tziruf, it has to be the size of a kezayis. V'hilchoso l'hakos be kezayis. In order to get malchus, his shear has to be kezayis. L'abroi, because the shear is kesayra, you already take him off his post. So we learned in the Mishnah, ain't tabach and emonim, I'll get a nasha, that's what Ramei said, Chama said, they are nemon. What's the, so we'll see a little bit, the Gemara, what's the halach of his nazeh, and what's the, a little bit of machlekes. Omer Rav Chiya ba'abba and v'yechron, chozu loymar nemon. They said later on that the nemon. Sounds like really we would pass like Ramei, but Lamaisa, today we trust the butchers, we trust them. Or Nachman, Achshad Dari. What do you mean? The Dari's got more trustworthy? Usually it's the opposite. Usually the Yudas are Dari's. So I'm going to explain like this. Mekara Dava Savar Lekarameh. We know it's like Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. How much you got to do? Ramei holds that you have to take out all the gid that's all deep into the boss. You have to mechatet acharov. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to mechatet acharov. And we say, well, Mekara Dava Savar Lekarameh. There's two machlekes in Ramei. It's much harder job. So Mekara Dava Savar Lekarameh. Beginning of Lekarameh, you have to mechatet acharov. Lo have a mehemni. They couldn't trust them. It's such a big job, so hard, they couldn't trust them. Rav Soif, the Chayza of Asar Gavuda, like Gavuda, and therefore that's the Chayza. Why did a Dar today is not better? But today we saw that Alachas of Gavuda, therefore we give Nemam because much easier job. Now, Ika the Mas La Seifa. Some say this whole Shaki Vatari on the Seifa of the Mishnah, which says V'Chom Oimer Nemanam Olav, the Ar Nemam Va'Al Achelif. Amar Rav Chiva Amar Yechron Chosu Loimar Ein Nemanam. The Chayza saying they're not Nemam. I'm Rav Nachman, is Bala Zeh, you're Nemanim. Very tomorrow, actually, sorry, they get better now. You changed to Nemanim, now we're back with Nemanim. So the Mark explained like this. Mekaros of Ruach Rav Yehuda. Beginning, the Rabban Halak Rav Yehuda, therefore says Nemanim. Hodos of Ruach Rameir. After the Rabban changed their mind, Halak Rameir. And therefore, it can't be Nemanim. Kamo davadichu ilayla Rav Yehuda. Now, anytime they remembered, stole the sheet of Rav Yehuda, we couldn't trust them, because maybe they'll do it. Yeah, I hold like Rav Yehuda, they're going to say. So let me have their own beliefs. But today already, they forgot about Rav Yehuda, and everyone knows Rav Meir Shita, so then everyone knows this is the, you got to do it. I know it's hard, but this is the way you do it, so therefore you can be trusted now. Therefore, Mehemne, therefore you are Nemam, because then they forgot about the other Shita, Kul Digger Shita. Once you don't have a Kul Digger Shita, you could be Maimin them and doing like the real halacha, like Rav Meir. Last Gemara for the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah, V'chomer Nemam Tabachim Allah on the Gidon Ashav Ala Chelef. Who's talking about Chelev in our Mishnah? Talking about Gid HaNasha. This is what Rameyer means to say. Rameyer said, Ein Nemanim, Allah v'al Chelev, on Gid HaNasha and Chelev. And Rabban answered back, no, Nemanim Allah v'al Chelev, Neman on it and on the Chelev, Neman on both, to be Menachah the Gid and to be Menachah the Chelev.